sustainability is about mathematics for me. It should be mathematics to everybody. We've got a carbon emission problem that's measured in parts per million. That's really our baseline. That's where we start. That's what we're going to reduce. We can calculate embodied emission on products and services. And from that, when we know a baseline, we know that the UN has set a target of reducing emissions by 2030 by 50%. So when you know what your baseline is, you know what your endpoint is. Because you just divide that by two, and therefore you have where you're going to end up, and that is basically your target. So setting targets in businesses should not, or in, you know, private households, it's not difficult. It is just dividing by two, and that's it.
To have a claim of carbon neutrality, being carbon neutral, whether you are a not-for-profit, a council, or a big international corporate, your claim needs to be attached to a carbon footprint calculation that is based on a 12-month reporting period. So your claim is only valid for a 12-month period, and that means that you need to be on top of this claim every single year. There's a lot of details, but they're not particularly difficult details. And I just want to put in, if, you know, some of your listeners are interested in more information than what we're talking about today, I'm holding a workshop in Geelong called Carbon Accounting, Getting Started, because carbon footprint calculation is basically carbon accounting. It's a workshop that's held in Geelong, and it's organised and initiated by Geelong Sustainability. It's being held on the 18th of May. Since 2012, I've been reporting the footprint for hundreds of organisations, from web shop developers in Geelong to mining sites and chemical producers. You can do a carbon claim on lots of different levels of your organisation. It doesn't have to be a full carbon report that you have a claim on. It could be, for example, an event. And at the moment, I'm working with a council in New South Wales that's looking at what is the emission for a particular event, so that they know this is where we are now, and then they will know what they need to cut, because they need to divide it by two, and therefore they need to reduce their emissions by 50% when they run events. So going back to City of Greater Geelong, if they wish to look at being carbon neutral, I recommend that they look at what emissions are currently avoidable and what emissions are unavoidable, because they need to run a successful product to market, and any organisation need to have pride in their products, whether that's a product or service. And when you have something like that, you will have a proportion that's unavoidable. But if you start from day one with having a carbon neutral claim across your entire emission categories, then carbon offsetting, everything is kind of a band-aid, and it becomes a very expensive band-aid. In 2016 or 17, I put in a proposal for City of Greater Geelong. They put out a tender to buy quite a number of carbon credits so that they could offset some of the footprint. It didn't end up going ahead. But if the council has got something like 20,000 tonne of emission, it is very likely to going to cost the council about $300,000. To offset, if it's just offset with credits. Therefore, having an absolute carbon reduction is really the go-to. And there's multiple things that you can do there. I see some of the bigger leads that the council has got is street lighting. And if you look at street lighting, it kind of comes on before we actually need it. And it gets turned off well after that we actually use it. So I think that, you know, the council can look into something that is quite easy to adjust. You know, it's not just about trends, you know, going from the current equipment that we have for street lighting and going to LED, but in addition to that, also adjust the time for street lighting. Some countries have started to turn off street lights completely at night. It's only emergencies that they can come on. I also really recommend that the council is and anybody to get rid of all glass fridges so that they don't have well and above required kilowatt hours for them. So that's just two really straightforward points that I suggest that the council can get rid of avoidable emissions so that at the end of the day, for carbon neutral claim, that they do not spend money to buy carbon credits to offset avoidable emissions. That should only be used for unavoidable. But I'm really happy to be doing this workshop that Geelong Sustainability has organised. It's the 18th of May. It's really tailored for businesses, council. So, yeah, very interested and able to respond to questions and queries on that occasion. And, yeah, take it from there.